Recent elections have affected relations between the United States, Europe, and Russia. The election of Donald Trump did that, and so evidently did the election of moderate Emmanuel Macron as president of France. Today, he hosted Russian President Vladimir Putin, and as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Macron tried to mend his country's relations with Russia.
An exhibit on the 300th anniversary of Tsar Peter the Great's visit to France is being held at the Palace of Versailles, and France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, invited his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to inaugurate it with him.
Le président de la République.
TV announcers commented live as Putin's motorcade drove through the gilded gates of the palace. Because of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, former President François Hollande refused to meet with Putin last year. Hollande also canceled an order for two warships France was building for Russia. Pascal Boniface, the head of the Institute for International and Strategic Relations, says the exhibit at Versailles offered the new French president a chance to re-engage with the longtime Russian leader.
Finalement, il aurait été difficile pour Emmanuel Macron d'inviter Poutine pour une relation bilatérale.
Given the rancorous relations between France and Russia today, it would have been difficult for Macron to invite Putin as his first foreign guest. But this grand cultural exhibit that appeals to both Russia and France gave him a pretext.
The meeting was protested by human rights groups, although Macron consulted with them to prepare the visit. That's the first time a French president has done that, says Sasha Kulaova with the International Federation of Human Rights. She says the international community needs to be tougher on Putin.
We cannot treat a person who is responsible of crimes against humanity and war crimes as a normal head of state.
After a one-on-one meeting with just interpreters, no advisors, and a long lunch, Macron and Putin finally emerged for a joint press conference in the Great Hall of Battles at Versailles.
Merci d'être là.
Macron and Putin said their meeting was frank, direct, and they spoke of every topic from the Ukraine war to gays being killed in Chechnya. And a new approach to ending the war in Syria may have emerged, says Christian Macarion, editor of news magazine L'Express. Macarion says both leaders agreed on the need to have a functioning Syrian state without ever mentioning Syria's current leader, Bashar al-Assad.
I mean, this is something that could be common between the Russians and the French. The idea to keep the Syrian state in function. That means that we want Assad to go away, but not necessarily the regime to change. This is a subtle change.
There was the inevitable question about Russian meddling in the French presidential election. A Russian journalist asked why two of her colleagues had been thrown out of Macron's campaign headquarters.
Russia Today and Sputnik ne se sont pas comportés.
I have a great relationship with foreign journalists, as long as they're journalists. The reporters from Russia Today and Sputnik were not journalists, but propagandists spreading total lies about me. No more, no less.
News magazine editor Macarion says Macron felt this was something he couldn't forget and he couldn't forgive.
And meanwhile, Putin remained completely mute. Putin's face showed a very embarrassed man, knowing that all these Russian medias never function without governmental authorization.
Macron said Peter the Great opened his country to France and Europe, and he now hopes France and Russia's common history can help reset relations today. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.